welcome back to another podcast. This is the podcast that talks about the wonderful lifestyle that we have here at Shadow Hills, both for residents and prospective residents. And as I've said before, this is a lifestyle place. For people who are really interested in having a wonderful, a fabulous, unique home, this is probably not the place for you. If you want an active, engaged lifestyle, this is the place that you ought to consider. And along those lines, I can't think of a better guest to have than our new lifestyle director, Connie King. Connie, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the invitation.
How long have you been here now?
Monday was my third week.
So you're just finding your way around.
Yes, I'm just finding my footing.
Okay. Connie has written a piece for the magazine, which you'll probably have read by the time you hear this podcast. So what I want to ask her some questions that she didn't include there. Let's start with you. Where did you grow up? And
I grew up in Los Angeles.
I know that you in fairly short order, you've been in all parts of the hospitality industry. Your most recent job was with our sister community of ours in Hemet.
Correct.
Was that also managed by Pulte?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And so how did we attract you? What was it that made you want to leave a place that you'd been comfortable at for 7 years to make the drive all the way out to India?
Well, I saw it as an opportunity. It was mainly a personal growth opportunity. The Solera Diamond Valley community is a smaller community, and for me to have an opportunity to become a lifestyle director for a larger community such as Sun City Shadow Hills was a great opportunity for me.
Mm-hmm. Were there any successful programs that you ran over there that we don't do here that you might like to try?
There was one in which the marketing department and Pulte management company had me to continue on, and that was the Taste of Solera. And I started that event the first summer that I came on board with them. Mm-hmm. And what that event was, we were trying to support the local businesses in the community. And each one of the model homes, at the time we had 13 model homes, we invited a restaurant vendor or food vendor to participate in this particular event. Okay. To the point where I thought I was only going to do it for that one time, and it ended up turning out to be 7 years later, we were still doing that particular event. Very successful event, and like I said, at a couple of points throughout that time, I wanted to discontinue the event and do something else, and the marketing department, they would not let me. So
I don't know really anything about that community over in Hemet. How large was it?
It was 573 homes. Mm-hmm. So it was one of the Solera. Solera means that it's a smaller community that's built by Del Webb.
Mm-hmm. Is there a golf course attached there?
No, there's no golf course that's attached there, but we had pickleballs, we had bocce ball, we had the tennis courts, we had 24,000 square foot clubhouse, mm-hmm. three swimming pools.
Yeah. And the same demographic.
Right, exactly.
So do you have any programs that you have thought of or like to emphasize to this community starting next year?
Well, next year, I'm talking to Chet, who is the fitness director mm-hmm. now. I'd like to do a fitness challenge amongst all three phases. So phase one, phase two, phase three. We do a triathlon. We have trophies. We have 5Ks. We have 10K walks, so on and so forth. And that is something that I'd like to work on.
That's a
with
good
him.
Idea.
For next year.
Yeah, we just recently had a walk of the South Course before the golf course opened up, and it was very well received. We were like 140 people that attended it, and the people I talked to all wanted more events like that. So that's a good idea.
The other focus, area of focus, is education. I just booked a pastry class. Are you interested? Offering the residents a combination of social events, educational events that that will benefit the community in the mm-hmm. long run. We're looking in terms of having a Spanish class in January, so it's going to lean towards a balance of both the recreation, okay. the educational part of it as well.
Great. Well, we sure are happy to have you here, and looking forward to your ideas, and the audience will get to know you because you, I know you were very prominent going around the community.
From the time I started to today, everyone has been extremely receptive, very supportive, very encouraging. I have the best staff, the best team. I'm looking forward to bring in the team and building even a better team in the future.
And thank you for coming. And to the audience, I'd like to suggest that you subscribe. We put some thought into these various guests that we have. And you can always delete the podcast if you turns out you don't like it. But you just might learn something new or meet someone that will surprise you pleasantly. So with that thought, I would like to thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.